toughening Wisconsin's gun laws. Several Democratic lawmakers in the state want to make it more difficult for domestic abusers to get a hold of a gun in the wake of Sunday's deadly shooting rampage in Brookfield that left four people dead, including the shooter, and four injured.
The shooting in Brookfield should motivate all of us to make sure that we're doing everything we can to maximize safety for victims in the future.
Representative John Richards intends to introduce legislation in January to close legal loopholes allowing domestic violence perpetrators to obtain or keep weapons. The Milwaukee Democrat says this measure would not impact law-abiding citizens who want to own a gun.
What we're talking about is limited to people who have a court order against them or who the police witness on the spot using the gun in a domestic abuse incident. We're talking about a very narrow range of dangerous people, and I think everyone would agree that we should not allow dangerous domestic abusers to have access to guns.
The measure would allow police to confiscate firearms and ammunition when guns have been used in a domestic incident, notify law enforcement if someone with a domestic abuse restraining order has a concealed weapons permit, and prohibit private firearm sales to people under a domestic abuse restraining order. In the Brookfield incident, authorities say the shooter bought his gun 2 days after a judge ordered him not to have any weapons as part of a restraining order requested by his estranged wife. The gunman was not required to have a background check when he made the purchase from a private dealer. Some will argue that the laws in the state can't stop a determined individual with an agenda. Richard says, maybe so, but we don't have to make it easier for them. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.